Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, McGlynn, M-C, capital G-L-Y-N-N. Sharon McGlynn is a 56-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5/15/22 when a box fell on her head. This was from a height of about 6 to 7 feet. Apparently she did not experience loss of consciousness or see stars. Apparently she also did not fall. Later on, during her break, she began to experience a headache for which she was seen on site at AmCare. She now indicates she injured her head, neck, and left lower back, but did not go to the emergency room. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. McGlynn indicates she was hit in the head by a box, causing permanent injuries of closed head injury and cervical spine injury. Pair treatment notes show she was seen at Concentral on 6/1/22. Pair she stated a 40-pound box fell on her head. Since the injury, she has been feeling better, but still feels pain. More specifically related, she initially had headache, fogginess, and nausea, all of which had resolved. Now she was experiencing posterior neck stiffness. She was evaluated and underwent x-rays. These showed degenerative changes. She was diagnosed with acute head injury for which she was placed on a gel tube, to apply ice, and placed in a soft collar. The x-rays were of her cervical spine. The radiologist's interpretation of the cervical spine x-rays were degenerative joint disease and straightening of the normal lordotic curve, possibly secondary to muscle spasm. There was narrowing and spurring at several levels inferiorly. He was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell for his neck pain for her neck pain on 11/17/22. She reported 80% improvement overall and was currently working regular duties without restrictions. He noted the cervical spine x-rays and performed a clinical exam. This led to diagnostic assessments of cervical strain and sprain. He concluded she did not require further treatment for this and was at maximum medical improvement. She could continue to work full duty without restrictions. New paragraph, she was also seen neurologically by Dr. Sharitz on 5/24/23. He opined she had mild head trauma without loss of consciousness, vomiting, amnesia, or contact seizure. She also sustained a cervical musculoskeletal injury without a radicular component. There was nothing objective on clinical exam that day. Despite subjective neck discomfort, there was no objective spasm identified nor other findings to suggest a radiculopathy or occipital neuralgia. He explained that one would not predict persistent symptoms following this type of head trauma for somewhat over a year. He would raise concern of hypertension contributing to the subjective head pain, as well as frequent use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatories in terms of rebound/dependency headache. No further recommendations were made for neurologic testing or treatment, and she did not sustain any permanent neurologic injury or disability. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Physical exam, general appearance. She states she did not undergo a CAT scan or an MRI of her head or neck. neurologic, normal, extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Motion of the knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Spine cervical. Active rotation right was 65 degrees and left to 60 degrees, with side bending left to 40 degrees. Period right side bending was full to 45 degrees. Period flexion and extension were full to 50 and 60 degrees, respectively. The rest of that section is normal. Thoracic, there was excessive adipose hanging folds, but normal kyphotic curve. Lumbosacral, there were excessive hanging adipose tissue and normal lordotic curve. Period supine, straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Elicited only mild low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Impressions. On 5/15/22, Sharon McLean was struck in the head by a box weighing approximately 40 pounds. Period, she states that this was from a height of about 6 feet. Period, she did not fall or lose consciousness. Period, she did not vomit. Period, she was seen on site and then followed up at Concentra on 6/1/22. Period, they diagnosed her with a cervical strain with x-ray showing some degenerative disease. Period, she also was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 11/17/22. Period, he opined she had reached maximum medical improvement and did not have much, if any, objective abnormalities. Period, Dr. Sharitz performed neurologic exam on 5/24/23 and concluded similarly. Period, he also elaborated that it would be unexpected for her to have a headache at that juncture, comma, 1 year after the subject event. Pretty postulated this could be due to unrelated hypertension or rebound headaches from overuse of anti-inflammatories. Period. New paragraph, the current exam is normal from a neurologic perspective. Period, she has mildly reduced active range of motion about the cervical spine, but there was no associated spasm or tenderness, and Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period, there was excessive hanging adipose folds in the thoracic and lumbar region, commensurate with her morbid obesity. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head or spine. Period, end.